Standby, listening. For SOZ Mobile.
Tim, how are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
Good. Just hanging out at the house. The restaurant I work at is closed, so got a little free time.
All right. What restaurant do you work at?
At the Purple Onion. It's up in Saluda.
Place.
Yes, the food there is really good. Of course, working there, I see it every day. I don't really eat there too much. Mobile antenna on my car. Pretty much the only setup I have. I never actually tried it. Sitting at home. Am I sounding all right?
Good. A little bit of static, but overall, yeah, your comms are coming through nice and clear. I can definitely understand everything you're saying perfectly.
Yep, all I have is a handheld and a mobile antenna, and so far it seems to be working pretty good.
What handheld and antenna are you using?
FT-70, and the antenna is a MFJ, just a quarter wave, it's a mag mount. I wasn't really sure if I wanted to go drilling holes in my car quite yet.
Yeah, that Yaesu is a great little handheld unit.
Do you know much about the digital side of this? I read up a little bit about it, but I'm not quite sure how it works.
Referring to EchoLink, WiresX, that kind of stuff.
Who has their version? I think they call it Fusion. Is that right?
Dude, I can't remember what theirs is called. A few manufacturers have kind of their own home-rolled version of it. EchoLink I've used a little bit. I hop on pretty regularly net on Friday nights that's hosted on EchoLink. It's pretty neat, I guess. I mean, it feels kind of odd, to be honest, because when I get on EchoLink, it's not via my radio. It's via, you know, an app on a computer or on your phone or whatever. So it's kind of a, you know, mishmash of ham radio mixed with VoIP, which is voice over IP, internet. So it feels a little odd, but it's, you know, useful in some situations. W4FOZ.
Use EchoLink. I installed it on my phone and signed up and had to upload the license, you know, but I kind of forgot about it. I should probably get on there and play around. Still haven't done that. A04BB8.
I mean, it's neat, you know, kind of what it does, but I don't know, at the same time, I kind of wonder about how useful it actually is, considering how many other VoIP options there are. I mean, things such as, like, Skype, FaceTime, or just, you know, calling a bunch of people on the phone. So, yeah, it feels a little strange, but it's neat to do, because you get to talk to people from, you know, all over the country, all over the world or whatever that you struggle to do over just, you know, normal ham communications.
So if you're on your phone, you can connect to repeaters around the world that are connected to the internet, and then so you're talking through their repeater, and you can talk to people who are on their radio who are talking to that repeater. Is that how that works?
So, yeah, the repeater has to be connected to the internet, and then it has to support whatever protocol. And the repeater can actually support multiple protocols, so it can support EchoLink as well as WiresX and, you know, whatever other options are out there. In fact, the repeater that we're on right now, the one that's up on Caesar's Head, it actually supports EchoLink. But the thing is that the repeater, for it to use EchoLink, obviously the entire repeater has to be connected so that at whatever time the repeater is using EchoLink, that means anybody who's connecting to that repeater locally, you know, they're not broadcasting like usual to other people in the area who are connecting to that repeater. they're broadcasting across the EchoLink network. And then, so anybody who's not in the range of that repeater, so for instance, the net that I get on Friday night, the repeater, I believe, is somewhere in the Midwest. And so, you know, I'm connecting just from my phone. So most people who are going to connect an EchoLink node are probably doing so over the internet instead of via hangout.
So can you use your radio and say, like, get into this repeater and access EchoLink with your radio?
Signal strength was a little low on that one here, Pete.
Access, I don't know how to ask. Can you access EchoLink with your radio through this repeater? I don't know if that makes sense.
So the way it works, you could enable EchoLink on the repeater that we're on right now from your radio. It's a series of tones. So it'd be a 6-digit code to enable EchoLink on that repeater. But you'd have to get that code from the folks who maintain the repeater and obviously get permission to enable EchoLink on it, because once EchoLink is enabled, it's enabled for anybody who hits that repeater. So if I understand your question correctly, I think what you're asking is, are you able to, like, connect to an EchoLink node that's where someone's hosting a net, maybe somewhere else in the country, but do so through this repeater? And the answer to that would be no, because the entire repeater would have to be enabled for EchoLink. And while it's enabled for EchoLink, that means it's enabled for everyone who's hitting this repeater. Is that what you're asking?
That's exactly what I'm asking.
Okay.
So then if you were to do that, it would tie it up. Okay. That's really cool. All right. But I don't know how happy that would make a lot of people, huh?
Right. Yeah, if you're connected, it ties up for everybody.
Yeah, I've only had my license a little over a month, so I'm still trying to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn out there. It's fun, but there's definitely an abundance of information for sure.
CW, I just started learning Morse code a couple days ago.
CW, so I just have my technician license, so my, you know, the bands that are available to me on HF are very limited. And I mostly got ham for trail comms, so being able to communicate with people when I'm off on a trail or I don't have cell phone service. So I might not ever get into CW, but it's definitely really neat for those who do, and obviously you're able to communicate at much greater distances with HF.
Yeah, I just started learning it, basically just something to do. It's kind of hard to learn it fast enough.
Wait.
I just thought I would hop on the radio for a minute, see if anybody's out there listening. The name is Brian. I'm in Greenville.
Talking to you. My name's Jeff. I'm also in Greenville and currently heading through Taylor's right now. W4FOZ.
Talking with you. I'm probably going to get out of here and go find some lunch. You have a good day. KO4BV8.
All right, Brian, taking a phone call. Yeah, it was good talking to you as well. And in case you weren't aware, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society does host a nightly net at 9 o'clock every night on this frequency. So if you're looking to, you know, sharpen your skills or just talk to some people, it's usually a good time. So maybe I'll see you on there sometime. FOZ Mobile.